intimate part of my testimony. Our testimony. Sorry if I cry. I just want to thank the Lord for his goodness and his faithfulness to us. He gets all the glory in this situation, and we've done nothing to deserve how wonderful he is to us. So I just want to say that to start out. Do you want to say anything? Because I have a lot to say.
Well, I'll tell you this much. The way God does things at times is amazing. Most of you know that. You know, I told you a while back about how he had given me a word that had totally eased my mind that morning in the bathroom when I was so exhausted. And he had told me to trust for today. And I've been clinging to that word. In the morning of the angiogram last Friday, we get in the car to leave. 6 o'clock in the morning. We turn the key, put the car in reverse, start to back down the driveway, and the radio's on. And God always talks to me through music. And these are the words that came out of the radio as we're backing down the driveway. The first thing we heard was, "But I'm trusting you one day at a time." The second thing it said was, "Because you can make a weak heart stay alive forever." And then it said, "This is where heaven and earth collide. I lift my hands and give my life. This is how my weary heart stays alive." Now, I don't know how many songs on the radio talk about a weak heart, but I don't think there's a whole lot of them. So God knew exactly what we needed to hear before we even left our driveway. So I thank him for that.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you about a couple other things. Mark does listen to a lot of music. And we were at Half Price Books one day, probably about 2 months ago, and he bought a CD. I forget what it's even called. Do you remember?
Gospel Soul.
Gospel Soul. And I started listening to it when I put it in the radio, in the stereo, one day on the way to work. And I texted Mark when I got to work, and I said, "The Lord is going to heal me." Because on that CD, there's about 4 or 5 songs that talk about miracles. And it talks about healing your heart. And I said, "There's no coincidence that you got that CD." I said, "He is going to heal me, you know." And we were believing that. And I just want to tell you how faithful God is to us. So about a little bit after that, I was praying and asking the Lord, you know, to heal me if he thought that that's what he could do. Or that's what he wanted to do. And I felt like he told me, "I'm going to fully restore your heart." Okay. And yeah, I'm a Christian, but it's hard to, when you're feeling things, to trust him, right? So for 2 weeks, I would say I tortured myself mentally. I was visualizing all kinds of horrible things, like my own death. I was visualizing my children being raised by somebody else. And one day I was praying to the Lord, and I said, "Lord, I want to believe in what you've told me." I said, "Give me the strength to believe in what you told me." I said, "I know I can stand in what you told me, because I just know that I have that in me." I said, "But give it to me, because," I said, "I'm having a hard time with it," right? And you know, every time after that a negative thought would come into my mind, the Lord let me recognize that it's just my mind. It was my imagination and my doubts, you know. And he gave me the power to recognize that in myself. And he basically let me stand in what he told me. He let me stand in his truthfulness and his faithfulness to us. So every time that a negative thought would come into my mind, I would say, "That is not the truth. That is not what the Lord spoke to my heart. And I am not going to believe that." Okay? And so just through all of this, he is so, so faithful. And thank you guys for praying for us. We have really, it's no surprise to me that I'm writing a book on intimacy with God, and we're going through this because I feel like you cannot have a testimony without a test, right? So I just thank God for his faithfulness, and thank you for praying for us through all of this. Anything else? All right, thank you. Oh, I had a song come into my mind this morning, and it's, "He gave me a new life, something to hope for. When I would have died, he gave me something to live for. Now as I press toward the goal that lies before me, oh hallelujah, he gave me a new life." And I really feel like Mark and I, our intimacy with the Lord has really increased through all this. We know how to pray on a deeper level and to trust on a deeper level with him. And honestly, I want to give my life over to the Lord. I mean, I've always lived in the Lord, but I told him, I said, "Lord, it's my reasonable service to serve you," you know? And so I want him to live through us in our lives.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. I would like to just say this, you know, that when Joey shared her testimony there, they didn't tell you about the technical aspects of it. And the technical aspect was, as I seen the pictures of the first angiogram, and the one side of her heart, the veins were just minutely small. I mean, they were way, way smaller than the other side. And the second angiogram they took, they were normal. I mean, and they looked just like the other side. I mean, it looked normal. There was no damage to her heart anywhere. God is a mighty God. Mighty God, you know. But you know, it was just unbelievable to look at the difference between the two sets of pictures in that short a span of time. So God did a mighty work there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If we could have the ushers, we'll receive the offering. And also, is there any prayer requests today as they're coming? Clyde. Praise the Lord.
We're thankful that no doctor can touch her but Dr. Jesus.
Amen.
And you know what? Whether you raise her up or take her home, she's okay, and we ought to be celebrating that.
Amen. Amen. Lonnie, was your prayer request for Yolanda? Is that who it was?
Lisa.
Oh, for Lisa. Oh, that's right, for Lisa. Okay, let's remember Lisa. She's been having a lot of problems with her feet, wasn't it? Yeah, let's remember Lisa.
Uh-huh.
8 weeks. Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Rosalie.
Speak to father-in-law, Jerry.
Jerry.
He has a tumor on one of his kidneys.
Praise the Lord. Let's remember Jerry today. Praise God. Anybody else? Yes, Mike.
Chris.
Let's remember Chris. Joey. Praise the Lord. Yes. I shared this in Sunday school back there, but I didn't know if any of y'all saw it, but I happened to be watching television, and they were showing some of the damage caused from that storm, from the tornadoes and stuff. And they showed something that it really shocked me. They showed a tornado coming, and you could hear this woman outside praying and speaking in tongues, and the tornado went around her house and didn't touch her house. And they showed it on the news. And I thought, praise God. Maybe the news is getting saved. I hope. Because all we hear is bad news. I'd like to hear some good news. And that was some good news. That was somebody. And I mean, buddy, you could hear her. She was praying her head off. She was praying and praising God and praying in tongues and everything. And that lady's come back on the news, and she says she was praying. I guess prayer works or something. I can't remember exactly what she said. And she said something about, yes, she was praying in tongues. I thought, well, praise the Lord. But anyway, that was kind of special to see that, you know. But praise God. Well, we'll receive the offering if there's no other requests.
Bob told me the other day they moved the son Jeremy to Talbert House.
Okay, great. Praise God. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Let's keep lifting that young man in prayer. There's been prophetic words even went over him from up here, you know, when we've prayed for Bob different times. And the Lord basically said that he didn't name him Jeremiah for no reason at all. And I believe God can raise him up to be a Jeremiah. Praise the Lord. Yes, Tyler. Praise the Lord. Let's remember that. Yes. Anybody else? Praise the Lord. If you all stand for a minute, we'll go to the Lord in prayer. And we'll also bless the offering at the same time. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, that name above all names, thank you for your sweet, sweet spirit. Thank you for the mighty works that you perform, Lord. And thank you even for the testimonies that we've heard today. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you just do all things well. And we don't always understand what you're doing. But you know what? We don't have to understand. All we have to do is trust. And help us to truly trust you each and every day. Thank you for what you're going to do. I ask you to bless this offering, Father, that we're going to receive too. You've heard each one of the requests that were brought forth. And Father, we even bring these requests and we place them upon the altar of your mercy and your love and your abundance, Father, that you would touch each one of these situations. And we give you praise and glory ahead of time, Father. And we thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Brother Wiley's going to share the word with us today. And we're just anxious to hear what God has to say to him.
Brother Wayne.
I need the other.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be here. I tell people. First, said he made the clouds his chariots, and he walketh upon the wings of the wind. My Lord, isn't that wonderful? If I could never begin to say how big God is. I would just have to say that he fills all things, and ain't nowhere could you ever go that God isn't. In the 90th Psalm, about the first verse, David said, Lord, you've been our dwelling place in all generations. You know, I know there's a great awakening coming down the road, but right now it's so precious when we are conscious of God. Because when you're conscious of God, you've got a peace in your heart. Job 34:29, when he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? When God quietens things down, I'll tell you, it doesn't matter how the storms are going, you have a peace that passes all understanding. Now, understanding, I'm told, is a wellspring of life. So, it's glad to get understanding. And the Bible said, with all, get wisdom and get all these things. But in all of this, get wisdom or get understanding. So, we need some understanding of what's going on around us, what's everywhere, to realize that God is at work in everything that's going on. You know, we've had some adverse weather conditions in the last few days. But I happen to read in Psalms 148:8, where God said he hath his way in all of these things. And these stormy winds, where all that's going on in the weather, he said that is fulfilling his word. So God's word is going to be fulfilled in us, in all of creation, as God's timing is right for it to happen. Everything depends on the timing of God. There's a time to weep, a time to plant, a time to sow, and there's even a time to pluck up that which was planted. Sometimes I think if we plant the wrong thing, there comes a time we got to pluck it up. And realize that what we sowed yesterday may not be the crop that God wants to bring forth in our lives today. The Lord is good. He's my stronghold. I've been weak this whole week. My body's been weak. But God is strong. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. Praise God. And I'm so glad to declare to you that the will of God is going to come to pass in every heart. Daniel 2:44, he doeth according to his, or Daniel 4:35, this is, he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven, among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say to him, what are you doing, Lord? What doest thou? Because he does all things well. It may not be well to the flesh, but it's well in furthering God's eternal purpose for our lives. I'm not sufficient in myself to think anything of myself, but God is all sufficient. And he is working a work in this day. Daniel 2:44, in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. It will not be left to other people, but it will break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it will stand forever. I like to talk about the kingdom of God, because wherever the kingdom is, that is the kingdom of God. And I believe it's Micah 4:9. He said, why dost thou cry aloud? Is there no king in thee? Let me tell you, God is in your life. God is directing your life. He's calming the seas and the storms that rage about us. You know, they sent some officers out to take Jesus one time. They came back without him, and they asked, why didn't you bring him? And they said, never man spake like this man. When you hear the voice of God for yourself, there is no other voice on earth that could even remotely compare with the peace and the joy and the confidence you know when you hear God speaking to you. I hear God saying, I will be exalted in earth. I will be exalted in the heathen. Sometimes it's hard to understand how God could take such negative things and bring good out of them, but I'm sure he does. If he said that there was not even a sparrow falls that he's not aware of, and so I'm glad if he knows all of that, he knows how to work good out of everything. The worst thing that happens to us in our life probably turned out to be something good, because it made you a little more mindful of him who is above all, who is through all, who is in you all. Praise God. The wonderful thing about God is he's everywhere. When I'm conscious of that, praise God, I have peace. I want to come to that place where I know what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. You know, I believe that means you know God in every dimension. And to know the love of God that passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. That's the plan of God, is to fill this earth, your earth, every earth, with his divine presence. And at his presence is fullness of joy. Sometimes our joy is kind of fleeting now. It comes and it goes. But let me tell you, I want to come to the place, praise God, where I know that love of Christ that passes all knowledge and be filled with all the fullness of God. And then we can see the God of all creation working in all creation. Everything's him from beginning to end. It is God which worketh in you. No, God has to work in you for it to get home to us and really we realize what he's really doing. It has to work within us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise God. You know, that Christ in you, not the full glory. It's the means it brings you into the fullness of God. Christ is the anointing. Acts, I believe, 10:36, how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus Christ is the part to bring you into the perfect. He said, I come forth from the Father, and I return to the Father. He took on a human form, took on every problem, everything you'll ever have, defeated it. Praise God. He said, I come to do that, and then I return to the Father. I come from the Spirit, and I return to the Spirit realm. So God is God. I know he's God. Sometimes, and lately, my body gets older. Sometimes I have hardly enough strength to walk around. But then I feel the presence of God. I feel an uplift, glory that only God could give. And God will be glorified in all of creation. I love to magnify the Lord. Praise God. Beautiful scriptures God gives us to remind us of that. Revelation 15:4, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee. A lot of the people are real concerned that maybe we won't get the gospel to every preacher, every creature. Well, let me tell you, God is going to see that the gospel does reach every creature. Praise God. John saw an angel fly through the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to every creature. So I'm not worried whether we get enough satellites out. A lot of push these days is get a lot of satellites out. God doesn't need a satellite. The presence of God can so fill things that all the earth will be filled with the knowledge of His glory. And it's His purpose and plan to bring all souls into that relationship with Him. The Lord is good. He's my stronghold in the day of time trouble. And I couldn't go anywhere without Him. In fact, I can't go nowhere to get away from Him. 139 Psalm tells me that. David said, if I make my bed in hell, you're there, Lord. If I rise up with the wings of the morning, take wings and fly off, you're still there, Lord. That means He's up there, out there, out there, down here, and in here. In you, His living tabernacle. God of all creation hath purpose, and who's going to disannul it? Who can cancel it out? Who can do anything to keep it from happening? The Bible said God does whatsoever God does, it's forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. I marvel sometimes at the world, a lot of even the church world thinks that God's got you by one hand and the devil's got you by the other one. And it's a tug of war to see who's going to win. I tell you, I know who's going to win. God is going to win. God is going, in that day, He'll be king over all the earth. He's still king. The only thing that hasn't happened, we haven't awakened to it. Ephesians 5:14, wherefore He says, awake thou that perisheth, arise from the dead, and Christ will give thee light. I look back at my whole Christian experience, and it's one like, oh, I've been awakened out of a sleep. My first awakening was, I was first led to read the scriptures, and I read them for about 6 months. Every day when I got home, I'd read the scriptures. And I run across a little verse of scripture. It said, if you are ashamed to confess me before men, I'll be ashamed to confess you before the Father and His angels. And I looked up with my hands thrown up one day and I said, Lord, I'll do what You want me to do. When I said that, I lost a burden I'd been carrying a long time. But you know what happened? He didn't come down from the sky. Malachi said, unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in His wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. We're growing up in God. We've had the baby Jesus in us long enough. Let Him grow up and become Lord and God of all creation. My experience all along has been one of awakening. I awakened. And I wondered, after I was aware of God and His presence within me, I wondered, why? I sure have been asleep. I've been asleep a long time. That's what we've done. The whole creation has been asleep. But God's going to waken them out of their sleep. And He's going to bring them into a state of God consciousness, that you'll know He's everywhere. When you're in the storms, you'll know He's in the storms. When no matter where you are, you'll know He's there. I was out one day and I saw a great, real dark, threatening storm coming up. I looked a little longer, and I saw God in the storm. And let me tell you, when you see God in the storms that are coming, praise God, you have a way out of the storms. He makes a path right through the storms. I recommend the Lord to you today. I got a good product. One scripture said, buy the truth and sell it not. But buy the truth and give it away. God wants you to buy the truth and not charge somebody for it. But you give it to them freely. Freely you've received, freely give, he said. Praise the Lord. I came here real weak. I'm strong as I could be now. Glory to God. I'm glad he lifts up. If you're cast down and you have no strength, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not faint. I don't intend to faint because he's in me and I believe I'm in him. You know, God's in all the world, but the world doesn't know that yet. It's a two-way thing, though. If you're going to get the benefits of knowing God is in you, you got to will yourself and get in him. He's in me, but I need to get in him. Because in him is life, and this life is the light of men. It always has and always will be. People that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light hath shined. There's no place that God isn't. He's before all things, and by him all things consist. He's the first, the last, and everything in between. He's that which was, which is, and which is to come. The past, the present, and the future. God is real. He's real to me. If he wasn't real to me, I'd be surely to faint along the way. But thank God he's real to me. He's real in the midnight hour. And he's going to come to be glorified in all the people, all his saints. He's going to come to be glorified. I'll be glorified, he said. And he will. Praise God forever. There's so many things come at me when I'm up here talking. I don't know which ones to give you first. But I know I want me out of the way. I want him to speak. One writer said, when you're in a lot of trouble, you'll hear a voice behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. How can we walk the walk of God unless he's walking it through us? He's walking it out in your life. You were reconciled, the fifth chapter of Romans says, by his death, but you're saved by his life. We've been reconciled by his death, and now we're being saved by his life in us. Christ in you. The only hope I know for anybody. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Paul said that's the one we ought to preach. Warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Lord is good. I could never give him enough praise. The writer said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The word of God is to be praised. The Lord is good. I don't know how much longer you feel like hearing me. I always like to think I run down. It must mean I've said what God wants said right then. And that's all that's going to amount to anything is what God wants said. I could babble all day and not have, let God be in it, and it wouldn't amount to a hill of beans. But when God speaks, He speaks life. John 6:63, He said, "The words I speak unto you, they are spirit." Now, spirits can't die. Well, good or bad, they can't die. And it said Jesus was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. So, Jesus had to be made a little lower than the angels for the flesh to die. Spirits don't die. Flesh does. But then He overcame all that was to be overcome. And when He overcame it in Himself, He overcame it in you to be experimentally worked out in His course of time. We can't rush God's timing. But there is a time for everything. There's a time for somebody to come to God. There's a time when they can't come to God. But I assure you, the grace of God never ends. I hear in the church world, the grace of God's just about over. My Lord, we need more grace now than we ever needed. It's not a time for it to end. It's a time for God to manifest that grace and bring forth His purpose in every life, not a few lives. Revelation 5:13. I tell people about a great revival, and I heard about it in Revelation 5:13. John said, "I saw every creature which was on earth, in the earth, under the earth, in the sea, and under the sea. I heard them, and what were they saying? They were saying, blessing, honor, glory, and power be to Him that sits upon the throne of God and the Lamb." That's a revival. Somebody said today's a revival are about over. My Lord, I believe they're just about to begin. But this revival is going to bring every soul into God. That's the Lord is good. He's my stronghold. If your storms are raging, remember God's right in the middle of the storm. They were out there on the sea, and the storms got real rough one night. And they got to, you know what? In all of that time, Jesus was asleep. He wasn't worried because He knew what He would and was capable of doing. So He arose, rebuked the seas and the winds and the seas, and they obeyed Him. He rebuked them. Then they had to say, "What manner of man is this? My, marvel at the goodness of God." And I have to say to myself, "What manner of man is this? That He calms my storms. He gives me strength when I need it." So whatever storm you're going through, there is a purpose in it. But sometimes you can't come into what God's trying to do in your life until you get in the storm. But when you get in there, be confident that there's one that's right in the storm with you. Because He was in all points like as we are. So He's been there. He's been where you are, no matter where you are. God's already been there. He has already overcome it. We have to come into that place of realization. Jacob wrestled there with the Lord for a while, and after a while his name was changed to Israel. Is God Israel? God is real. He found out God is real. So if you're wrestling a little bit, you get roughed up a little bit, God will heal you. God will bring you out of it better than you went into it. Praise God. God, Israel went, Jacob went on, went from a name of supplanter and all conniver and everything into the name of Israel. God is real. I like to think it like that. God is real. And what God does, it's done forever. Nothing will ever be taken from it. To say that the devil could take something from God is giving the devil more credit than God. God deserves all the praise. And I'm going to run down here in a minute. But I pray, God, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Job 19:25. When all everything you're going through, remember, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And it goes on to say that after the skin worms devoured his body, yet I'm going to see God. I'm going to see God in all of it. God works in every realm. He works in this one you're in now. And when we pass over Jordan or over the other one, he's still there. He's still working. Because he's been our God in all creation. He's been our dwelling place. Let's try to be conscious of that. Because if you're in a storm, when the storm's accomplished the purpose that God intended it to, he'll still the storm. And he'll give you peace. Peace of God that passeth all understanding. Praise God. The Lord is good. And I'm so glad that what he's purposed is going to come to pass. Everything he said is going to come to pass. And it's going to be a good end. Because everything of Romans 11:36, for of him, through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever and ever. So God, what he starts, he finishes. Philippians 1:6, being sure of this one thing, that what God has started in you, he will finish it. Praise God. The Lord is good. Now I'm going to leave you my little prayer. I always do this. Hebrews 13:20. Now may the God of peace, that brought again from the dead the Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And this is the whole key. Working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. Well, I'll run down. I hope that you got a little something from this. I got a lot from it just giving it to you. See, I always say, when I'm pointing the finger out that way, there's three pointing back to me, well, good or bad. If it's pointing out my faults, or if it's trying to convey them, it's something I need. And I need to give this out. Because Jeremiah said his word was in my heart like a burning fire. And I could not stay. I couldn't hold my pieces. I had to speak it. If God's given you a word, share it. But he didn't give it to you to have it all to yourself. The word of God should be shared. And the way you share it is you dwell and live in the anointing of God. And when you're anointed to speak it, speak it. And it'll do the work he has purposed. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Well, I don't know what you want to do, if you want to come up and dismiss or what.